This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I am back. I could not get away from a conversation in the kitchen area. I was trying.
I hope it was riveting.
I was trying to do the backward walk, but I could not get away. All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour number three on this Tuesday afternoon. We continue along with your reaction, if you want, still to the Washington Post poll about the Commander's name growing in popularity. I think we all know the reason for that. So I don't take it as any great shakes, but maybe some people would. And then also, in the last 20 minutes, we got into this, I guess what you would call it is scathing or honest review of how bad the Nationals organization and system has been in terms of being able to push this rebuild forward and not have it take as long as it has. And Rosenthal goes through, again, as we chronicled, how bad, quite honestly, some of their development has been, how some of their big international purchases have not delivered anything and are not looking good. Garcia has been in the major leagues for a year and a half plus, and he's fine, right? He had a better year last year than certainly this, but he cost $1.3 million, Luis Garcia, in 2016. That's nothing. But Christian Vaquero at almost $5 million in 2022 to not be in the Nationals' top 20 prospects, according to Keith Law, not good. The other kid, Yasiel Antuna, almost $4 million in 2016, out of baseball for the last 2 years. Not good. Okay, so anyway, he continues to talk about how Mike Rizzo is the second longest head of baseball operations tenure behind Brian Cashman. He changed some things around. He hired Eddie Longos and replaced Deshaun Watson as the farm director. Chris Klein, who was his director of amateur scouting, moved for 14 years, moved into a special assistance role, replaced by Danny Haas from the Arizona Diamondbacks. Johnny DePiglia, a name that many of you have heard, was let go. He resigned officially. That's not what I've heard. That's not what I've heard. There was reasons for that. Okay? I'll just leave it at that. Rizzo did not respond to comment. He replaced DePiglia, who was his right-hand man, with Fausto Severino. Then, after 1 year, he replaced Severino with another dude named Victor Rodriguez. That's not good. None of this is good. Now, I will say the Nationals ownership over the years has forced Rizzo to deal with some very adverse circumstances in terms of not renewing contracts, not paying people properly that were Rizzo's right-hand men and lieutenants. That has happened more than once. I don't know how many times, but I remember throughout the years it's happened at least three or four times where a dude's contract has come up. He was one of Rizzo's right-hand men, and they let him go. They fired him, or they just didn't pay them, and they went elsewhere. That's happened over a long course of time. AMAC, you wanted to add something?
Yeah, I don't want to add something, but I just wanted to ask you because like you're reading through the article and you're saying that he's making fair points, and it sounds like he's making fair points. But just because you agree with him, I don't know if you necessarily agree that they're in the bottom feeders. Because you've talked about in the past, like, they've done bad with development. But that's just one part of the job. How would you look at them, like, in an organization overall, GM, general manager, or GM, head manager, head coach, owner, how would you rank them in terms of MLB franchises? Where would you put them in the bottom feeder of organizations as of right now? Or would you just say this is kind of true, but I don't think that they're that bad?
Yeah, listen, it's hard to say that they're as bad as the Pirates, the Athletics, White Sox, the Marlins.
Yeah,
right?
Marlins, yeah.
Yeah, you have, 30 major league? Is it 30 major league teams, right? 30? Yes, 32 NFL teams, 30 major league teams, right?
Sounds right.
I wouldn't put them below any of those teams. The Rockies. I would put the Oakland Athletics in that group. I would also, from an ownership and from a commitment standpoint, I would maybe put them on par with the Tampa Bay Rays from an ownership standpoint. The problem is the Rays have done exactly the opposite of what the Nationals, by and large, have done, which is they have developed studs. They have developed really good major leaguers on very, very, very small budgets. They have done just the opposite, okay? And that's where the difference between the Rays and the Nationals. Just like, okay, for instance, everybody thinks the Dodgers have bought and paid for their entire roster. That's not true. That's incorrect. They have developed some studs, some really, really good players throughout the years. Their roster is littered with it. Yes, Shohei Ohtani. Yes, Mookie Betts. Yes, Freddie Freeman. But this is an organization that, A, has not paid everybody. They did not pay Corey Seager. They did not pay Max Scherzer. They did not pay Trey Turner. They let them go. Why? Because the point of Rosenthal's column is they've developed young players. Now, he's not specifically talking about the Dodgers. They've developed young players through their system that have supplanted veterans that are getting to a point where they feel it is not worth to pay $200, $250, $300 million, whatever it might be, for them as free agents. The Nationals have not done that. with the exception of the Soto trade and the Soto development, everything else has largely been meh at best. Even the Max Scherzer, Trey Turner trade.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. They got, what's his name, the injured pitcher, Josiah Gray. Josiah Gray was an all-star on a bad team who had a good first half. After that, Josiah Gray was not special second half of that year, and then he got lit up like a Christmas tree early last year and was on the IL midway through April, and we haven't seen him since because he had a setback and then he had to have the surgery, and he's out likely until at least September of this year, if not all of this year. So they really didn't get much besides Keibert Ruiz. There was another pitcher in that deal. Didn't work out. I forgot the guy's name. Didn't work out right away. For Trey Turner and Max Scherzer, and that was a deal with the Dodgers, they did get Keibert Ruiz, who is a starting catcher. But let's be honest with Keibert Ruiz, who they do have under a long-term deal. A, the reason why they got a long-term deal done with him is because it was ridiculously cheap, all things considered. Yes, $50 million is ridiculously cheap on an eight-year deal, right? Number one. Number two, let's be honest with Keibert Ruiz. Would he be a starting catcher on the Dodgers? No. Would he be a starting catcher on the Yankees or the Mets? No. Would he be a starting catcher on most strongly contending teams? No. He would be probably a fringe platoon catcher on most of those top 10-ish teams in Major League Baseball. And that's the one thing that they got back from that Trey Turner, Max Scherzer trade right now that you can kind of hang your hat on because, again, Josiah Gray has missed now a year plus and is probably going to miss in total about a year and a half. Now, maybe he comes back and maybe he settles in as a number three, number four starter. And you say, well, looking back, you say, all right, got that. Okay, not a bad return. But the point being is, with the Nationals, at best, if you're asking out of the 30 organizations in Major League Baseball, I mean, at best, AMAC, they're 24th, 25th, at best. Again, I would not put the Rockies, I would throw in the Athletics here. The Rockies, the Athletics, the White, all of those teams are behind them. And mostly that's because of the Soto trade. But in order to get the Soto trade, they have to be given credit for what they did, winning a world championship, one. Two, signing Soto to begin with. Three, developing Soto, which then turned into Mackenzie Gore, C.J. Abrams, James Wood, Robert Hassel, and maybe down the line, hopefully, Yarlene Susana, where they go 5 out of 5. The point being is, without that trade, without that situation, they would be destitute because so many other parts of the organization have failed. And I think we all remember, right, a guy named Seth Romero, who was a hard-throwing left-hander who slipped all the way to the bottom part of the first round, I think in the 2020 draft, or maybe it was the 2019 draft. And he slipped all the way because he was erratic, because he was a hothead, because he was this, because he was that. And the Nationals took a gamble on him. And they drafted him in the first round, I think 26th or 25th overall. Disaster. And that's just one year, one draft pick. But the point being is, there's been so many other issues. All the international money that they spent, guys that didn't develop, guys that aren't going to develop. And this is the problem. Now, you still have Brady House, who is one step away from the majors. One injury, one... If something happens to Jose Tena, Brady House is probably coming up. Travis Secor, back healthy, high A, probably not on the major league roster until at the earliest, I would say the start of next season, but more likely midway through next season is my guess. But it's just not enough. It's not enough. And here's the thing. If they continue to make mistakes and continue not to pay people, either retaining them or bringing them in, the point that Rosenthal is trying to make is they will continue to be a bottom feeder. And that's fair. When it's not just one thing, when it's multiple problems. Again, the point of the column is not to say the learners aren't committed to winning. That is clear. Everyone knows that. They are not. The problem is they haven't done a good enough job in the player development area in the draft to supplement not spending a lot of money. And by and large, and I know we've touched on it throughout the years, Elijah Green, you know, Brady House got off to a bad start. Again, injuries, situations, different things, what have you. By and large, they have not done a good enough job developing young talent. By and large. That's fair. That's honest. That's real. And now you have more data. As Rosenthal points out, they're getting the number one overall pick. Right? We don't know who that's going to be. Maybe it's Jackson Holliday's younger brother. It could be a number of guys. I talked to a baseball scout friend of mine. Could be six or seven guys. A, they got to sign them. Not going to be easy. B, especially with the way this organization negotiates. B, what's the development path? Minimum? You would think mid-next year? Minimum? Right? I mean, some guys come up way early, but I don't know. So maybe it's not mid-next year. Maybe it's early next year. Maybe it's somehow late this year if they sign him right away and he just skyrockets in development. And then when the minor leagues shut down, you get him here for a couple of weeks. Maybe. And listen, the future is semi-bright because of the Soto trade. And as Keith Law points out, their system right now is 17th out of 30th. They did, apparently, and I think we felt this way at the time, take some good young players to develop in the 2024 draft. The catcher with the number 39 overall pick, the shortstop, I forgot his name, that was out of Wake Forest, with the first round pick. Again, all is not lost. But the point that Rosenthal is making, which I think I've done a bad enough, I haven't done a good enough job of. I don't think any of my colleagues have done a good enough job of. I don't think the media has done a good enough job of, is saying, yeah, it's not just about the learners being cheapskates or frugal. Quite honestly, they haven't done a good enough job with the pipeline that they have been given, and that has really hurt the development, not only the players, but that has really hurt the development of the organization and of the fan base. And that is problematic. It is much more problematic than you think. All right, so I wanted to get through that. If we'll get to Chris in Damascus on the other side. Chris, hang in there, because I know you'll weigh in, because you're the only guy that, besides me, that cares about the Nationals. AMAC hates baseball, so I had to take a cheap shot. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not a shot. It's true.
Yeah, it is true.
I don't hate it but...
Well, you loathe it. 301-230-0980. We got to get to, not AMAC, but we got to get to Ant-Man coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right-hander delivers and Wood swings and lines up base hit into left center field. Ramos to the gap to try and cut it off. Wood's on his way to second. Abrams has scored. The throw is offline and not in time. Wood slides in with his 13th double of the year.
All right, good to have you with us as we wrap up the Nats conversation, at least for today. Again, they open up a West Coast road trip in Seattle, first-place Mariners, 29-23 tonight. Late night, so if you're up late, you know, you got the Nationals. And the games will be, of course, on 106.7, the Fan. But the Rosenthal expose, if you will, of really one of the big, huge problems with the Nationals, player development and the failures of such, and Mike Rizzo being in charge of that. Hard to say, well, it's just about the learners and just about Davey. But Rizzo escapes a lot of criticism. Is it fair? Is it unfair? I mean, certainly deserves a sliver of responsibility. There's no doubt about that. I think there's other things at play. But to say that he's done nothing wrong or he's done a great job, the evidence would suggest that it's been a very, very, very mixed bag. That's what the evidence would suggest, by and large, in terms of player development. All right, let's get to our guy, Chris Namaskis, who, besides me, is the only one that cares about the Nationals on this radio program. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine. Actually, I'm not that fine, man. This weather and this rain and stuff has gotten me kind of been down. If I'm a little sloppy, I apologize.
That's all right. It's only supposed to rain, Chris, until like midnight tomorrow night. So everything's fine. Everything's great.
It's been raining for a week and a half.
Yeah.
And it something got in. I got something, I don't know, cold or whatever.
Allergies.
So I apologize for my lethargy.
That's all right.
If I'm not. But but this is important to me because I want to defend Mike Rizzo at all points. However, you are correct. There is some questioning, but I'm not certain. Obviously, Rizzo can assess talent. How could he would have picked the players he picked from San Diego?
Mm-hmm.
How would he have could have picked Alex Clemmie from Cleveland? How could he have, you know what I'm saying? He knows, but the development part, I think, might have something to do with the ownership and not spending enough money on their. And didn't they blow out a bunch of scouts?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, okay. They have done this several times over the last, say, 14 or 15 years, roughly, okay, where they have chopped him down at the knees by blowing out or not renewing contracts of scouts and right-hand men, top lieutenants in baseball operations. The Johnny DePiglia situation is a little bit different. Okay, from what I've heard, that was not a very good situation and end, and there's a lot there that hasn't come out that I'm not privy to say, but just it did not end well. Okay, the problem is there were many, many other top lieutenants over a long span of time where they cut them down at the knees. Now, is that a problem? Hell yes, it is. Absolutely it is. Is it the only problem? Is it the only reason? No. Is Mike Rizzo clearly capable of identifying baseball talent? Absolutely. The question becomes is how much do we blame or assess blame to the lead baseball man for young players that were highly thought of that for whatever reason failed? And unfortunately, that usually goes on the executive, not the player themselves, if that makes sense.
Yes, that makes sense. But doesn't that go, why did they blow out these people that Rizzo had, did Rizzo blow them out, or did the
No, my understanding is their contract, like various different circumstances.
Exactly.
Right.
I think the owner didn't want to pay him.
Right.
And some of them, right. So Rizzo, if you give him all the resources, then all his construction and sources and scouts, perhaps he could do a better job. And like, they got Doolittle in there now as a pitching coach. That's great. They got Zimmerman hanging around. That's great. These things, I think, will go a long way. So I'm not certain if this is on Rizzo's back, if it's not still back to the ownership not wanting to spend a couple extra dollars on letting Rizzo get all the scouts and keep his, keep his training and coaches intact.
Chris, that is more than fair. And again, that is one way to look at it, right? The other way to look at it is, I think, the way Rizzo Rosenthal is kind of looking at it is, you know what? Like, yeah, they've been handcuffed by ownership. Now, he goes through some of the top lieutenants and people that he replaced, but he also says, hey, you know what? Rizzo, like, replaced Johnny DePiglia with one dude, and a year later, he replaced that guy. Like, so was that ownership? Was that Rizzo making the wrong decision?
He's not going to bat 1,000 because if we're but I can't trust anyone more than Rizzo. Because he might have missed. There was one thing I was looking at. Was this year was when he wanted to sign Christian Walker,
mm-hmm.
and then the Learners didn't want to pay that, so then they had to settle for Nathaniel Lowe. And if you compare what's going on there,
yep.
I think it kind of turned over.
Listen, there's no doubt. Like, and again, I go back to the non-Bryce Harper trade, right? They lost Bryce Harper for essentially nothing. Rizzo had a deal worked out with the Houston Astros at the deadline.
Right, Rizzo had all that set up. That was on the owners.
Yeah.
That was on Ted Lerner, though. That was on Ted. And I understand that. And I understand that it was also like the Strasburg re-signing. I don't think Rizzo would have resigned any of Rendon, none of them, Corbin, any of them, but you had to do something right there because they were, but who, COVID and all that kind of. But anyway, I trust in, I mean, put it this way, Rizzo is the best thing in the organization, in my opinion. Thank you for your time today,
you, Chris,
Russell,
appreciate
and I appreciate
it.
Appreciate all the things, and sorry about the Caps, man. I would have called you last week, but like I said, this weather's wiped me out for almost a week now. But anyway,
get better, my friend. Get better.
Who are you rooting for in the hockey now?
Well,
moving forward?
I mean, I'm rooting in the Eastern Finals. I'm rooting for a longer
Florida
series, so at least they got to a fifth game when I was thinking it would be a sweep. But definitely rooting for Florida over Carolina, just because I like Florida, and because Carolina eliminated Washington. And I'm rooting for Dallas from an NHL perspective, just to help out a little bit with domestic ratings, whatever that's worth. But Edmonton is such a good team and such a fun team to watch, and I would love Connor McDavid to win a Stanley Cup. So I'm kind of torn in all of that. Feel better, my friend. I appreciate it. I got to let you run. We got to take a timeout. We'll come back, and we got to get to the Ant-Man, right? We got to get to the all-important Ant-Man. And we'll try and get one more call in before the end of the show if we can. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, it is 100 days from right now that the NFL season, the regular season, will open. We found out when the Commanders preseason will end, Saturday, August 23rd, at noon at Northwest Stadium against the Baltimore Ravens. Meanwhile, we know they'll open the regular season on Sunday, September 7th against the New York Giants. They'll have OTAs this week. Will Terry McLaurin be there? We will find out as the week goes along. Meanwhile, Kirk Cousins not at Falcons voluntary OTA. Same thing for James Cook, the running back of the Bills. He is looking for a new contract and not at Bills voluntary OTAs. Joey Bosa already hurt, sidelined. He signed with the Bills over the offseason with a calf injury. He could be out all the way up until training camp and maybe even more. Tonight, game four of the NBA's Eastern Finals. Knicks trail 2-1 after the comeback win on Sunday night in Indianapolis. 8 o'clock tip there against the Pacers. And the Edmonton Oilers look to take a commanding 3-1 lead also at 8 o'clock on ESPN against the Dallas Stars in Alberta. And the Nationals open up a West Coast swing tonight against the first-place Seattle Mariners. We spent the large part of the last hour talking about the Nationals and all the problems throughout their organization. 24-29 are the Nats against the 29-23 Seattle Mariners. 940, first pitch, 106.7 The Fan, and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Throws it inside, deflected from Williams, and that's it. It's over. Oklahoma City rebounds from a 42-point loss and takes a commanding 3-1 lead in this Western Conference final.
All right, that's Mike Breen, ABC, and ESPN on the final call. 128-126, OKC takes a 3-1 series lead in the NBA Western Finals last night. In Minnesota, and again, this should not be a surprise. Everyone, I think, kind of knew Oklahoma City should win this series. But what has come out of this series, right, is this. You just heard the 42-point deficit that they had at Game 3, right? Just total debacle. But Anthony Edwards last night, who a lot of people tried to make the face of the NBA, Ant-Man and all this stuff, 5 of 13, overall, 1 of 7 from three-point land, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 5 turnovers, and a -3 when on the floor for a total of 16 points. Not good enough, obviously, last night in a 2-point game. But when you stretch it out, right, when you stretch it out a little bit, now he was obviously much, much, much better in the game three win, 30 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. In the game 2 win, game 2 loss, I should say, 118-103, 32 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Hard to get mad at either one of those two performances. But if you look back at game 1, only 18 points. He did have 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 turnovers. So it's been an uneven series for Anthony Edwards, and therefore he is getting some of the blame. He is the finger of blame getting pointed at him. Here is Ant-Man after the game last night talking about a 128-126 loss for the Timberwolves and perhaps their final home game of the year.
I don't look at it like I struggled or he struggled. They had a good game plan, making us get off the ball. Especially for me, man, it was super in the gaps. I made the right play all night, so I don't really look at it like I struggled. I didn't get enough shots to say I struggled, so that might be how you guys look at it. But, yeah, I didn't struggle at all. I made the right play.
I didn't get enough shots to struggle. And he's right, 13 shots is not a lot. Jaden McDaniels had 2 more shots than Anthony Edwards. That's not good, right? I mean, Jaden McDaniels is a fine player. He's not Anthony Edwards. Even a dope like me would say, listen, man, even if they're three-pointers, which the over-reliance on three-pointers just drives me berserk, even if they're three-pointers, and Anthony Edwards was not good in that area, 1 of 7, he needs more shots than 13. He certainly cannot have 2 less shots than Jaden McDaniels. Right? Just can't happen. Because if he has one more shot and it's a three-pointer and it goes in, the Minnesota Timberwolves, by the letter of the law, win that game. One more shot attempt, a three-pointer, and a successful three-pointer, the T-Wolves win. Now, no guarantee that he would make that shot. So, we acknowledge that. But, again, if he had one more shot attempt, and it was a three-pointer, and it was successful, the score is 129-128. I think you look at this series and you say, all right, game one, he was not very good. He was okay, not good enough. Oklahoma City's defense is really good. Now, you allow 126 points. That doesn't suggest a dominant defensive effort, but you get the point. Anthony Edwards has not been good enough in this series. Is that a Timberwolves issue? Not getting him the ball? Not getting enough space? Not drawing up something? I don't know. I'm not smart enough to answer that. But you hear him say, I don't have enough shots. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA. 30 shot attempts. 30. Jalen Williams, 24 shot attempts. Chet Holmgren, 14 shot attempts. All three higher than Anthony Edwards. So is Anthony Edwards being a baby by saying he didn't get enough shot attempts? Or is he somewhat telling the truth? Amac? I mean, logic would tell you, and again, this is not me speaking with a tremendous basketball acumen because I'm not trying to fool anybody.
Yeah.
But logic would tell you he's got to get more than 13 shot attempts in a very pivotal game four.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the reason being is because he is the focal point of their offense. Minnesota shot the ball well outside of him for most of the night, but you still want to see your star players be aggressive. And I understand the fact that they, because looking at the game, they're definitely like double teaming him off of pick and rolls.
Mm-hmm.
They're shooting the paint once he drives towards the paint. So I understand him from making the right basketball play. But when it comes to him getting his shot, you want to see your stars have enough IQ and basketball IQ to know, like, okay, I'm attracting attention, but I know opening, if I get my shot flowing, this going down by two, losing the game by two, if I get my shot going, if I get shots up, if I make, you know, even a quarter of my shots, it changes the defense. And that can be the difference between a 2-point loss and a 10-point win.
Absolutely. But the question that I would say or have is there something to be said for when you are the focal point of the defense, right? Mm-hmm. When you are they're trying to take you out and they're trying to make others beat you, which is essentially what happened last night, right? Not only the shot attempts, but like you pointed out, Minnesota shot 51% from the field and 44% from three, and that's with Anthony Edwards shooting, again, 5 of 13 overall and 1 of 7 from three, right? Which is the real problem.
Yeah.
And again, that's why I say it's not a guarantee. If he got one more shot attempt of 14th and it was a three-pointer that he would make it because he was 1 of 7 from three.
Yeah.
But if you're the focal point of a defense, if a defense is trying to say, hey, you know what, we're going to take you out, and if the others can beat us, the others can beat us, and it almost happened, right? It almost sort of backfired. Then do you risk taking bad shots just to get up shots to try and loosen up the defense? Or are you doing the right thing by deferring or by distributing or by letting others get open shots?
But that's the thing. He had, what, 6 assists and like 7 turnovers?
Right.
So it's...
Right. And 5 turnovers, which is part of the problem, right?
Yeah.
You look at 5 let me just make sure I'm right on there. Yeah, 5 turnovers and 6 assists, which, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, and that's part of being great. It's not taking bad shots, but finding your shot. And they're good shots if you can find them.
Right.
Like, they're a lot of – and this is why you talk about your – how much you hate the three-point game. There are a lot of times where great players struggle shooting, but they can get to their shot, whether that be a in-the-lane floater, a fadeaway jump shot, coming off a pick-and-roll, hitting a mid-game. You have to find – as a star player and a great player, the thing that makes you elite, that takes you over the edge, is you have a shot you can get to where if you're shooting 10 for 30, you can get to this shot and it's going to be a – it's going to be a high percentage shot. And I think that's what people want Anthony Edwards to understand. Like, of course, you – in your head, you think you made the right basketball play. And looking at the game, I'm not a basketball aficionado, but there are times where he passes out of a double team. But you do want to see him be aggressive, because if you do get to your shot and your team is shooting 40% from three, 50% from the field, and you can get to a spot and get your shot, it changes the defense. So that percentage is maybe higher. So your team shoots this amazing percentage and you still lose. How would they perform if you were aggressive and found your shot?
I mean, that's a more than fair question, and that's got to be the criticism against Anthony Edwards. You're the man. You're, in some people's mind, the face of the NBA. You've got to figure out a way to get more than 13 shots up. You've got to be more assertive and maybe less deferential. All right. Game four, the Knicks and the Pacers. Look forward to that matchup tonight. See who wins that one. Game four, Dallas-Edmonton as well tonight. We'll come back. Dum-dum of the day. And it might be some of you on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All righty. Craig Hoffman is coming up next. He is not the dum-dum of the day. He is just simply coming up next right here on the Team 980. But before we get to that... Indeed. So Friday night, I was at a high school soccer game, district championship game for my Freedom High School Eagles. Supporting the girls, loved watching that team for many different reasons. So I admit, I was not paying close attention. Then the Josh Connerly contract came out. And Tom Pelissero said, oh, you know, it's a fully guaranteed $15 million deal. So I tagged that tweet and I said, have to check, but I wonder how many number 29 overall picks got a fully guaranteed deal in previous years. Doesn't seem normal, but maybe it is, with a question mark. Now listen, I made a mistake. First, I'll raise my hand. All first-round picks fully guaranteed for the 4 years under the current CBA. However, because the Commanders, by any other name, have stunk for so long until this year, they never had the number 29 overall pick or anything close. So I thought, and I got confused, again, being distracted at a soccer game, I got confused. I thought there was a little drop-off or whatever, but apparently there isn't. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. But those of you that ripped me to shreds, those of you that ripped me to shreds, you should be embarrassed. You're the one that just drive me absolutely insane. Like this, Zim, at Zim489. How are you so uninformed about everything about the sport you cover? Well, listen there, jerk. And I would go stronger if I wasn't on the radio. I am not uninformed about everything about the sport that I cover. Not at all. And I don't cover the NFL. I do a talk show. I cover all sports. I talk about all sports. Actually, I don't cover any of them. So you're the one that's uninformed. You're the one that's wrong. As usual. Then, there were more. WERDNA757, whatever, on Twitter. How are you this ignorant and uninformed? I'm genuinely asking. I said, so I'm supposed to know 100% of every rule and every bylaw in every sport? I said, sir, you're the one that is misinformed and being completely unrealistic. And the point being is, and that's just a small sample of what I had to deal with, I made a mistake, guys. The team's never had the number 29 overall pick under this current CBA. I made a mistake. You guys are absolute morons, absolute dum-dums, if you think any host, any reporter knows every ounce of every rule, bylaw, or clause in one sport, never mind multiple sports. Get over yourself. Just because you don't like me for whatever reason, and you have probably no good reason, but whatever, I'll accept it. Just because you don't like me does not make me uninformed, does not make me stupid, does not make me ignorant, does not make me a fool. I made a mistake. I made a mistake. And I even couched it by saying, I got to double check this. I'm not sure. Is that real? Is this? Get a hold of yourself. Back the bleep off. I challenge you to find one reporter, one analyst, one host, one anybody that knows every single clause, rule, or system in effect in one sport, never mind all sports. Go kick all the rocks. All of you. And Brendan Dar, too. Don't forget about him. That's your colleague over at SiriusXM. AMAC. He can stay at SiriusXM in the bowels of 1500 Eckington Place for all I care about. Radio nowhere! Go kick all the rocks! Go fly a kite! See you tomorrow at 1. Craig is next, thanks to AMAC on the other side of the glass. And to you for calling and listening, being a part of the show. Be safe out there in the rain. Don't keep changing lanes. That only creates more accidents on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is Baseball Your Way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.